Is Anna in by chance?
Who?
Anna.
From where are you calling?
I'm calling with Cardiff. We had received an online application here from her. I'm just trying to get in contact here and go over some information.
Yeah, from where?
Bank of Cardiff.
One second.
Thank you.
Yes, may I help you?
Hey, Anna?
Si, señor. Yes.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. A little busy, but I'm doing good. We just received your online application here yesterday.
Okay, I have too many questions. No one ni two. The first question is the interest.
Yes.
How much is the interest rate per month or per annum? How were the fixed rate?
Yeah, so how it works here, we actually don't do it by an interest rate. It's just a fixed payback amount. So however much you borrow, we'll just give you a fixed payback amount on it, and then however long of a term you choose, it's just divided by that amount. Now what the fixed amount's going to be is just going to kind of be based on some factors there for you. My job is to get you approved for the best possible outcome.
What is the rate?
We don't have a set rate here.
No.
We're not. Say that again.
I don't understand exactly because I need to know how. For example, 2%, 3%, 5%, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
What percent is the rate of the interest?
Yeah, if I can get a better picture here for what you're looking to do, I can probably point you in the right direction. Was it the working capital program you were looking to bring on?
Mm-hmm.
How much is it? How much were you looking to bring on?
For example, 50,000.
50,000? And what were you looking to use that 50,000 for?
For moving, for working capital and moving, and I need to move from my office, and I need a new computer and new everything.
I see. We're doing a little expansion there with the business?
Yes.
I see. I have you guys down here as a service station as well as tax consultants. What is it exactly you guys do there with
accounting
the business?
Accounting services, income taxes, audit, payroll,
mm-hmm.
license. When the client start a new business, for example, today I
mm-hmm.
start two new business and I need to move because right now I am in fifth floor. The elevator
mm-hmm.
is not working. In this week, only working one day.
They make
yes,
you take
right.
the stairs?
Yeah, this is true. And then this is fifth floor. I
oh,
need
wow.
to move maybe first or second floor in front in another building.
Mm-hmm. I see. And when you look...
In January, I have money. But now, October, November, and December, I don't have nothing.
I see. Business gets a little bit slower during that mm-hmm. time.
But if I move, I need to move at the end of the year. Because
mm-hmm.
in January or in December, when I send a happy holiday and, you know,
mm-hmm.
my new address is...
I see. Is the 50K what you want or what you need? If we were able to get you approved for more, was there anything you guys could do there with the offices, with the updates?
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get you approved for more, you would be able to allocate that?
Yes, what do you need for proof?
Yeah, so we base it off of your gross annual sales there. That's the majority
yes,
of the weight.
Yes, I prepared my income tax last week.
Okay, do you,
this
you know
this is
what,
not sale, remember, this is services. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what you did in sales last year?
Mm-hmm. This is only services, not sales.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the number there for what you guys did, though? On the,
last
the,
year?
Correct.
158.
158K?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'd probably be able to free up anywhere from about, I would say, maybe 15 to 20K there in working capital.
Mm-hmm.
But if you guys were looking to finance some equipment, I know you said it was it some computers you were looking to bring on?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe if I move, I need set up a two new position, you know, two more desks.
Okay, so possibly
yes.
some desks.
Uh-huh.
Anything else that you might need?
for a I need money for pay to that to employee.
Okay.
Until December 30, until December. In January is different. In January, February, March, April, I have too much work, and mm-hmm. I can pay the loan in February, March.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is if on the equipment, we can get you approved on the equipment programs. It'll free up more capital there for you on the working capital
but
programs.
I don't need more equipment. I maybe only one scanner, one printer, and two computers. That's it. No more.
Oh, I see. Did you know like a rough
because
estimate?
Because I have a computer, I have everything.
I see. Do you have a rough estimate on what the equipment might cost you there if it's not going to be that much?
Mm-hmm.
like a few thousand dollars there for all the equipment?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you have a rough estimate of what the equipment might cost you, since it's not going to be that much?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just going to be like a few thousand dollars there for it all?
But 100 is too much.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 70, no. I need the more, maybe 75. Why are you thinking 100?
100. 1,000 is what you're looking for?
No. Only 50 or 60, no more.
Okay. it's definitely something we can get the ball rolling on. The good news, too, is on these shorter terms, on these loans, you can actually refinance halfway through and actually get opened up to additional capital. So if you do make it to December and you are going to need some more money there for payroll.
Maybe for 6 months. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so exactly. First timers usually get in on the 6 months to 24 months on the working capital, and then you get refinancing options there. So if you do run into this scenario later down into the year, you can refinance and get more capital. But we can get you answers here in right around 24 hours for what we can do for you. But have you looked around to any other banks? What's your banking situation right now?
In the bank?
Yeah, who have you financed with in the past?
No, the problem is I don't need use my credit because I try to buy a house next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Personally, the bank give me, for example, a loan personally. But no personally because I need my credit for buy a new house.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And the good news, too, when we pull
if
the credit.
For the business, it's okay.
For the business, it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the working capital, the majority of the weight's just going to be on the sales, so credit won't be the biggest factor. And when we do the pull, it's just a soft pull. So we actually only pull from one of the three credit bureaus. Most banks pull from all three. So the ding's only going to be a third of what it would normally be. It's usually only a point, 2 points at the most that it will affect you. So that's some good news there for your credit if you are looking to purchase a house here in a little while. How long have you guys been in business over there?
Ooh, long time.
Long time?
Long time. With this corporation, more than a year than the private corporation. Ooh, 24 years.
24 years?
Yeah, but with the new name of business, because I changed the name, 10 years.
I see. And what's the actual name there for the business?
Now?
Yeah.
Perez Arce in Accounting Inc. P-E-R-E-C.
Accounting.
Space A-R-C-H-E. Accounting.
Okay. Okay, we have the right name then. I just wanted to double check that. So you the new name's been under business for 10 years?
10 or 11 years, yeah.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. It's definitely looking like something we can do here for you. Do you have any, have you ever taken a working capital loan out before?
No.
No, so this is going to be your first time? Okay. So, let's see here. We got that for you. Yeah, it's definitely something we can get the ball rolling on for you. When were you looking to bring this on?
Okay. Excuse me?
When were you looking to bring this capital on? Was this something you needed here real soon, in a few weeks?
No. For example, let me see what is the next holiday for move. Maybe and now Labor Day pass, Thanksgiving, for example, mm-hmm. no?
Yeah,
because
I get what you...
I need a long weekend for move, and I need to call my landlord, and I need to see the new office. No. Tomorrow, need 2 weeks. No.
I see. So...
No, it's time.
I got you. So we can get the ball rolling here. As far as the application process goes, it's just three things that we look at. It's just a one-page application that I would send to you in an email. It's your
okay,
most recent.
But I need exactly the interest. Okay. For example, if the loan is for $50, how much I have to pay?
I can't give you a fixed number right now, just because of the amount of different businesses.
Send me by email, please. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is a good email there for you?
ArayicaIsabel@gmail.com, ArayicaIsabel.
@gmail.com?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I will put together an email there for you, and I'll shoot the information over. When might be a good time to follow up with you?
No, I don't know. When I have a old document, send
okay.
me a list of documents that you need.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's...
And the requirement, and the first thing, the most important, is the percentage of interest.
Perfect. Yeah, I will shoot that over to you. I'll give you the weekend to kind of look it over and get those things together. It honestly would probably take you 30, 45 minutes to get it together. It's just three things that we do look at.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm.
I will shoot that over, and I'll maybe...
Your phone number, please?
Yeah, my direct dial is 858.
Uh-huh.
252-1496.
Okay.
And as soon as you get that paperwork to me, I can get it over to underwriting, and they can walk you through all the programs that you will qualify for. And you can basically just see what your payment structure is going to be, what your payback amount is going to be. The only thing that I forgot to ask you there was on the credit. Do you know what your credit is? Where the last time it was pulled?
The problem is I don't want to use my personal credit because I have a contract with a mortgage company.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried to buy a house in December or January.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have to pull the credit just to make sure there's no tax liens or anything like that. That's really the only reason we do have to pull it. But like I said before, we only pull from one of the three credit bureaus. So it will hardly even affect the score there for you. And if we can get this working capital going there for you, it's actually going to increase your credit there if you can get the business moving on to the new office, get it all set up, and you guys can get operations going again.
No. That is definitely no, because I don't need to check my credit report right now. Mm-mm. No.
I understand what you're saying, but it is something we will have to look at to get you this loan.
No, maybe when I finish with this process. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, let me shoot you this information. You can look over it. It is very simple for you to fill it out. We can get the ball rolling at least and give you an idea for what we can do for you. And if it makes sense, we can proceed, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
We'll touch
Bye-bye.
Base next week.
Have a nice weekend. Perfect.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.